Very good morning. If you've just joined me, yes, it's your weekly health and well-being show. And in this part of the show, we really have been looking along the lines of more the holistic, alternative ways of feeling good about our lives and finding that sense of relaxation or indeed happiness. And in a moment, we're going to be finding out about a new therapy that suggests that laughing can help us achieve happiness and good health. But before we get to that, I've got my co-host with me here, George Stothard. Now, George, we were playing football last night at Dubai Sports World, and there's heaps going on down there. If you're a regular listener, you'll know that we've now got our team in place, our Fighting Fit team that are going to be working through the next few weeks over the summer, right up until the end of August down at Dubai Sports World, doing lots of activities and really working towards achieving their fitness goals, losing some weight or just improving on what they're already have achieved so far. Now, all the details, so follow the stories of the participants. George is up on the blog as well. It's just go to dubai1038.com. And there's stuff happening this week in the tennis, isn't there?
Yeah, Tennis 360 are holding a sort of Davis Cup-style tournament over 3 days. So that starts this Friday. It's Friday, Saturday, Sunday. It's at the indoor tennis courts at the Dubai World Trade Center. So as I said, it's a sort of international-style tournament. So what you essentially have to do is, you know, team up with somebody from your own country, go down there, and engage in that, and you need to book in advance. So you need to go to tennis360.com, or you can call them on 04-381-3500.
Now, last week you took part in the tennis cardio, which happens on a Wednesday morning at 9 o'clock.
Yeah,
and you can see pictures of George and read his blog on our website dubai1038.com and see how we got on there.
Great fun.
But just to give a flow, that's every Wednesday. So if people fancy doing some cardio, a cardio workout based on tennis techniques, then 9 o'clock down at the Trade Centre at Dubai Sports World, 9 o'clock on a Wednesday morning.
Yeah, great fun. It's only 80 dirhams. They've got kicking house music, really good fitness instructors, so it's a good workout and a lot of fun.
Good stuff. So laughter, is laughter the therapy? Is that what we need to a long, happy and healthy life? Well, let's find out from Sahar Moosley. She's joining us now. She's an author and master behavioural coach, and she's here to enlighten us on the ability to heal with laughter. Good morning to you, Sahar.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
It's an absolute pleasure. Now, this first came to my attention actually George. George took part in one of your sessions a few weeks ago.
Yeah.
You remember him, do you?
Yes, of course.
Yeah. Good laughter there.
I remember the session.
So tell me what happens at a laughter yoga therapy session.
Actually, it's a set of exercises that are geared and designed to laugh for no reason whatsoever. We don't need jokes, we don't need humor or even comedy. We just initiate laughter, and then with the eye contact, with childlike playfulness, it turns into real laughter, because laughter is contagious. And then we benefit from the laughter. The body doesn't know actually whether it is genuine or fake laughter, and will still benefit from it. That is the theory behind it. But actually, it does turn genuine, as George did find out.
It's an interesting point that you say that your body will have the benefit of laughter regardless of the reason for laughing.
Yes.
And that makes you realize, isn't it interesting, as a human being and the human makeup, do we ever think about that? You know, we cry, we laugh. Why do we laugh? Why is that the case with a human being?
Actually, the human being made it conditional that we see something, we say, do I laugh? Is it appropriate to laugh now? It is conditional. While we, in the exercises of laughter yoga, it is unconditional. We laugh because we are committed to laugh, because we decided we want to laugh and we want to benefit from it. But to benefit from laughter, they say laughter is the best medicine. It has to be extended period of 10 to 15 minutes. That's what we do in laughter session. And it has to be hearty, loud laugh. Which is
what, for 15 minutes?
I mean, on and off. Yes, we do deep breathing.
Right.
And then clapping, and then laughter, and then laughter again and again. The session is 1 hour, actually.
It's extraordinary. I mean, by the end, you are absolutely, literally on the floor.
Yes.
What motivated you to go to this session?
Curiosity, and you know, I'd like to try and relax as much as I can. And I one day will start to meditate too, I hope, soon. But for me, it was just a case of curiosity and wanting to see if I could bring down my anxiety levels a little bit by going to something a bit unusual. And I, you know, to kick off with, was a little bit unsure whether I could let go, whether I could bring myself to, you know, laugh with complete strangers. And there was a lot of eye contact, so I was also a bit anxious about whether that might be intimidating. But in truth, within 10, 15 minutes, I was truly relaxing. And by the end of the session, literally on the floor, yes, screaming with laughter. And it is contagious. And you're hearing people also. And some people have crazy laughs. Mine is a real lunar laugh. Once you start hearing each other's laughs, it's really contagious, and you leave feeling exhilarated and just really relaxed. Yes. At least I did.
Where does this originate from? Because I'm not hearing a lot of yoga in here. I'm hearing a lot of laughter.
Yes.
But so what?
Actually,
how is this put together?
It started in 1995 by a medical doctor called Madan Kataria. He was doing some research about the benefit of laughter, and then he started Laughter Club in Mumbai in India. And then it now we have more than 7,000 laughter clubs around the world in more than 60 countries, because it proved that laughter can reduce anxiety, because it helps the flow of oxygen into the body, into the organs, into the brain. It elevates your mood, because it helps produce the endorphin, the happiness hormone, which changes your mood within minutes, actually. And it helps you raising your self-esteem, getting rid of feeling lonely or fears, and you build this connection with everybody around you.
It's a rapid interaction as well. It sort of reminds me of going back to my drama classes many years ago, and you are thrown into a situation where you just have to get on with it and interact with people you've never met before. And the joy of it, I suppose, is that through laughter, it just immediately breaks down that barrier, and everyone's sharing the same experience.
Yeah.
So I can understand that connection with others. It brings you, it binds you to others in that moment. It's very instant, the now. And so much of what meditation about is being present and now. So that spontaneous feeling of laughter brings you right into the present, and that's wonderful. But also, I imagine the process that's happening physiologically with the body is that letting go. So is it the case that I don't know who's coming to you and the reasons why people are coming to experience this, but is it also about letting go, in the sense that you're unblocking any the flow, if you like, of your mechanism?
Actually, I mean, people are very stressed nowadays, and they need something to be happy. There's not much making us happy. And to come with the commitment that you want to laugh, and why we call it yoga, you asked me before, because of the breathing. We take the breathing from pranayama yoga, which is the deep breathing that flushes your lungs, because you exhale more than you inhale, and it helps the laughter as well. And it helps you to relax. It helps you to feel better in general, more energized, and it's a extraordinary, experience.
Is it the coming? I go to meditation, and with meditation, the more you do it, the better the experience becomes. Is it the case with laughter yoga that you can go once, like George has been once, and got something from it and enjoyed the experience and felt relaxed afterwards? But does that experience increase in any way if you were to do it more regularly and more frequently?
Yes, obviously, because you can teach yourself to laugh. Because when we were children, we used to laugh for nothing all the time. They say children, on average, they laugh 300 times a day. We don't laugh at all, sometimes never in a day. But we can teach ourselves laughing again by enjoying ourselves, by taking ourselves lightly. You don't have to be always serious and sad and somber. You can laugh. You can teach yourself to laugh again by doing it more regularly, at least once a week. Some schools in India, actually, they do it on a daily basis with the assembly in the morning.
And so do some companies, I believe.
Yes,
so when we come back,
yes,
we'll find out how laughter therapy is affecting the corporate world and benefiting from this process.